So let's look at Ephesians chapter 5. This is probably the most famous passage about husbands and wives because it's the passage where God goes into the most detail about how husbands and wives should interact with one another. Look at verse 22. The Bible starts out by saying this: "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything." So right out of the gate, when he's explaining the subject of marriage, he starts out by saying, first of all, we need to understand that the husband is the head of the wife, that the husband is the boss, the husband is in authority, and that just as Christ is the head of the church, the husband is the head of the wife in the same way. Now let me ask you this: to what degree does Jesus Christ have authority over our church? I mean, just ask yourself that question in your mind right now. To what degree, where do we draw the line on his authority? Where do we say, well, he doesn't have that much authority? You know, we're not going to be that subject unto him. No, he said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Okay, and that's what Jesus Christ said, and the church had better be subject to Jesus Christ. The church had better be obedient to Jesus Christ. I am not the head of this church as pastor. I am a shepherd that God has placed here. That's what the word pastor means. But I'm not the owner of the flock. You know, I'm like a shepherd that has basically been appointed to take care of his flock. He's the actual owner. I'm working for him. He is the chief bishop of our souls. He is the chief shepherd. I am the under shepherd. I am not the head. The church doesn't have to be subject to me in everything, but let me tell you something. The church has to be subject to Jesus Christ in everything. And of course, we know that the Word of God is the mind of Christ. And so if we want to know what Jesus wants us to do as a church, we go to the Word of God. And we are in total subjection unto the church. And you say, wait a minute, Pastor Anderson, that is too extreme to apply to marriage. Well, what does the Bible say? Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. It says you submit to your husband as you submit to the Lord. Well, how submissive are you to the Lord? Well, that's how submissive you're supposed to be to your husband. That's what the Bible actually says. Now, let's reverse that. I can tell how submissive you are to the Lord by looking at how submissive you are to your husband. Because God is the one who told you to obey your husband. And if you're not doing it, we see where the problem is, a problem of disobedience to the Word of God. And so it says here, wives, submit yourselves unto your husband, even as unto the Lord. Basically, as if the Lord were your husband. You know, as if you were married to Jesus. How would you treat Jesus if he were your husband? And of course, we know that Jesus Christ did not have a wife on this earth, but we know that the church is subject to Christ, and we know that wives are supposed to use that as a model for their marriage. It says in the next verse, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husband to a point. In most things, in many areas, in spiritual areas only, in financial areas only. What does it say? It says in everything. Okay, and so this is a hard saying for many people to hear. In 2012, it's 2013. You know, when you preach this in 2013, I mean, people experience physical pain hearing these words. But these are not my words. This is the Word of God. This is the Bible. And if you're experiencing physical pain, and if you are just cringing as you hear what's being preached, tell me, what have I added to the Word of God? Nothing. But yet this message is not being brought out in America today. That's why we have failure today. That's why homes are failing. Marriages are failing. And look, you say, oh, this is an anti-woman sermon. No, I'm going to get to it later in the sermon, but let me tell you something. When we do things God's way, everybody's happier.